a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. It's a championship weekend. BYU basketball going to be in action on Monday night. 10 p.m. tip, 9 o'clock pregame here on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL. And the opponent's still to be determined in the WCC tournament, but to preview the conference tournament, we're joined now by BYU basketball's all-time leading scorer. He's BYU TV analyst Tyler Haas. Tyler, welcome on into the show again.
Hey, thanks for having me on today, guys. How are we doing?
Doing great. This time of the year is always special. I mean, it means so much more this year, too, after having it taken away a season ago. What were some of your favorite memories, Tyler, in the month of March as a BYU basketball player?
Oh, man, lots of amazing memories. Some that come to mind, I think, you know, my freshman year, BYU was looking for their first tournament win in a really long time. And, you know, I can remember Coach, we played Florida in the first round, and Coach sitting us down the night before and telling us, we got this thing. We're going to go beat them. We're going to win this thing. It's our game. And then we went out and I think it was double overtime, but we got it done, and just so fun. I mean, the atmosphere was incredible, and really fun memory there. And then, I mean, my senior year was, you know, we got in that first four tournament out in Dayton, and we ended up losing the game, but really, really fun to be a part of. I mean, every game in March, there's just a ton of magic surrounding every game. Anything can happen. Really, it's, you know, there's standings and there's rankings, but anyone can beat anyone, and that's the beauty of March Madness.
Tyler, it's been a long time since BYU's won a conference tournament championship. When you were a player, I'm interested, where did winning a conference tournament championship fall in terms of team goals?
No, that was at the top of the list every year, is to win a conference championship, and that's what we were fighting for. It has been a while since BYU's won one, and so I think that's at the forefront of everyone's mind, not just in the team, but all the fans want to hoist up a trophy, and Gonzaga's kind of had the reins for a really long time, and but, I mean, watching Gonzaga this year, this is as good of a team as they've ever had, right? So much talent, and it's just incredible the program and what they have going on there. Mark Few and his staff have just, they continue to get amazing players, and you see the guys they get, and it's incredible. But I think BYU, I mean, Coach Pope and his staff are building something really, really special and have a great vision for the program and where they want to get to. And I wouldn't be surprised here soon to see those tides change a little bit.
Tyler Haas is our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday, KSL News Radio. You know, you bring up a good point because I do feel like Mark Pope has closed the gap a little bit with Gonzaga, but just Gonzaga has a historic team in their program's history this year, and it feels like the gap's maybe gotten bigger despite the inroads Pope and crew have made, especially in the transfer portal and with recruiting. What do you feel like BYU can do to be even in that same conversation as Gonzaga on a national scale?
Yeah, I think it starts with the players and the guys and the recruiting, right, and the program you're building. I think one thing that Coach Pope is so good at, and really Chris Burgess and Cody Krieger as well, they're great recruiters, and they're going to go out and sing the praises of BYU and all of the great things that come along with it. They want guys that are committed and want to play at a high level of basketball. But, you know, embrace everything that BYU stands for. I mean, they're starting to get those guys. I mean, the perfect example is Matt Harms. I mean, to get a guy like that, a 7'3 transfer, I mean, you got to give the coaching staff a lot of credit for getting that done. And you're going to see more guys like that. You know, just the vision and the goals that that Coach Pope has for BYU, Cougar fans and Cougar Nation should be really, really excited for the future. But I think it starts with recruiting and getting good guys. But then, you know, the way that BYU plays and the skill development and what they've done with players, it should make recruiting really easy. I mean, you look at Alex Barcelo and his development, where his career was and what they've been able to get out of him and help him reach his ceiling as a college basketball player. I mean, it should make, you know, high school players and people looking for a good school, make them really excited about coming to BYU.
Tyler, you've watched this team as close as anybody this year, covering them on BYU TV. You watch those Gonzaga losses, they're 0-2. If they get a third crack at Gonzaga, what does this team have to do to beat them?
Yeah, you know, watching BYU and Gonzaga this year, obviously Gonzaga is so talented. I mean, you look at Suggs and Kisper and Tim down low. I mean, they're just so skilled and talented, and the margin for error is so little with that team. You know, BYU in both of those games got off to a rough start, got put in a hole early, but I really felt like the second half of both of those games, they were right there with Gonzaga and pretty evenly matched. You know, I walked away from that second game going, hey, I don't think Gonzaga's not unbeatable. Like they were definitely moments in that game where BYU could have taken advantage and they got good shots, got open looks, and just didn't knock them down. And so, of course, BYU is going to have to put together a really, really good game and shoot the ball really well, take care of it, right? Can't turn the ball over against the Zags. They just make you pay so fast. But I walked away from that last game going, hey, the Zags are not untouchable. They're definitely beatable, and that's definitely the mindset of Coach Pope and his whole team and all the guys in that locker room. They believe they can, if they get another crack, that they can beat them.
Last thing for you, Tyler, before we let you loose. I remember, as you mentioned earlier, that memory against Florida in 2010, an unlikely source in Michael Lloyd Jr. rose up and, I want to say, had like a 23-point game and was huge. Who could be maybe an X factor for BYU in this conference tournament and the NCAA tournament that maybe if he can contribute a big performance or two, can help BYU make a run?
Yeah. No, it was awesome. That's the beauty of March Madness, right? Is different players step up, and yeah, Mike Lloyd was huge in that game. But yeah, anyone can contribute and get hot, right? So I think I mean, the player that comes to mind is Gideon George. I think he's had moments this year where he showcased his talent and his ceiling as a basketball player. And I think he could play against some of these more athletic teams and really showcase who he is and the type of player he is. But, I mean, I expect Alex Barcelo to be really big and come alive in the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. So I'm excited for this team. It's a deep team, right? You look at all of the good tournament teams, and they're deep. They got talent 10 deep, and so it'll be exciting. Hey.
All right. That is Tyler Haas. Tyler, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for spending some time with us. We really, really appreciate and value your insight.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right, we got to get to a break. We'll have news, traffic, and weather up next, and we'll touch on spring football on the other side.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.